apologies there. We kind of nipped into the next song, didn't we then? But we are going to start having a chat now, me and Lisa, and we're going to talk about some really, really important information. So everybody keep your ears peeled because this is really important. We're going to be talking about Ryan's legacy, aren't we, Lisa?
Yes, we are this morning. We certainly are. Ryan was my son. He was 28. And unfortunately, Ryan took his own life on the 21st of July, 2024. So basically today what we want to be talking about is Ryan's legacy, about some raising some money for the island for defibrillators. We do have a GoFundMe page set up, which we will talk more about in depth. But also just basically looking out for signs. Basically, if you know someone who's suffering from anxiety, depression, that you know could be feeling low, suicidal, somebody that can't actually, they don't know who to talk to, who to turn to. As long as they can talk to somebody, we're going to have some helplines that we're going to put out on the website so that you know where to turn to. And I would like to stress, one of the main things is all this is confidential. If you do want to talk to somebody, it is confidential. So if you are worried about your mum and dad finding out, or your brothers and sisters, or even if it's just the neighbours up the road that you think, oh, they might know something about me that I don't want them to know, they don't. You know, we want to get rid of all that stigma. We want to get people out there talking, young people out there talking, everybody out there talking. If you are feeling low and you're feeling that you don't want to be here anymore, please trust me. Please, please talk, because anything is better than losing someone to suicide. It's not the answer.
No, and if you've got that black cloud hanging over you, there is a way out. There is someone who can help you. And I don't ever want anyone to feel like that. I was at a charity event at the weekend, yeah. For Men Talk on the island. Wow. And the hardest issue is that men do not want to talk. They feel like they've got to stay strong for everyone. They have the old thing set in them that men have got to be the breadwinners, men have got to be the one that takes all the stress, and men are not allowed to talk about it. And I don't think that's right.
That's so true. Men are so, they have this proud thing,
yes,
where they feel they have to be strong for everybody else, strong for the family, you know, strong for the wife,
yes,
strong for their girlfriend, strong for their children.
And protect everybody. And
yeah, that's that protective streak,
yes,
isn't it, that men seem to have.
It really is.
When you said about men talk,
yes,
There is a guy actually, Roland Smiley.
Yeah, Roland and Ryan, and I'm hoping to have them in next year.
Wow.
I know they're really busy, but yeah, they're hoping to come in and have a chat with me, because they are really amazing. I was chatting to them, and they did. It was three bands. All the bands were men. So, it was and I actually had the two guys from the bands. One from the Moonlight Dog Walkers, Dutchie, came in, and so did Ali as well. And they both said they've had their issues over the years with mental health, and they said that they really wanted to support a really good cause. They also had another band there, so there was the Moonlight Dog Walkers, there was Tim Payne Alley, and there was also another band called the Super Mighty Glue as well, and they all supported the event, and they've raised a lot of money. They're going to come in and tell me about that at some point.
Wonderful.
As well, so
that's brilliant.
But I think it's really important that there is groups for men to talk, because they do a woman talk as well. But I do think it's very important that men talk, because like you say, they are perceived as the breadwinner and the protector and the take all the stress and all the worry,
and they seem to be more private with their feelings, don't they? They feel like they're burdening people, when actually, you know, you're not burdening people.
No.
We want to hear, we want to listen, we want to help. And, you know, we want to get you the right help as well.
Exactly. You know? And if you're a son, a brother, a husband, I think that's important as well. If you're a husband and a father and a dad or a granddad, and you just feel like you can't open up, I think it's really important sometimes just pick the phone up and talk to someone, because Samaritans, I know, I've spoke to him years ago when I had issues with my mum. My mum was an alcoholic, and I've spoke to him on the phone, and they are amazing. Talking therapy is just great. You can just sit there and talk to them. I think I cried. I think I was on the phone for about an hour. And, and they literally, it will go in one ear and out the other, and you won't have to worry about it, and it just takes a bit of stress off your shoulders.
And I think, again, I keep going back to this and I keep stressing that it is confidential.
Yes.
You know, it's so nice to be able to talk to somebody that you know it's not going to go any further.
Yeah.
You know, that, I think that that means a lot, you know, because some people are really, really private with how
they are.
They don't want other people to know. Confidential.
I know what you mean.
Zoe, thank you for picking me up on that.
Yeah, yeah. It's really important. I've got two friends who I have been there for. I am their port of call if they're feeling low, and they do ring me regularly, and I do check on them regularly, and that, and I am their what they call pick me up, if that makes sense.
Definitely.
And I think that's really important, because I know that I've been there when they've had their toughest times, and just to sit and listen to them being their talking therapy is really, really important.
Of course. And it's always, it can be your happy friends as well. It's not always your sad friends or your miserable friends. High functioning anxiety, high functioning depression.
Yes.
You know, you can go to work and have all these issues and nobody would know there was anything wrong with you.
No.
You know, so hiding behind a sense of humour, which was what my son did a lot.
Yes.
You know, he's a very, very funny lad.
You know? you look at people who were famous, like Robin Williams, who you wouldn't have known there was anything wrong with him, and he was such a funny man. Jim Carrey has spoke about it a lot, that he's had issues with mental health. And I think it's really important that these famous faces come out and do say, I've struggled with this or I've struggled with that, because it does help the general public to actually talk about how they're feeling.
And, you know, suicide amongst younger men,
it's
getting higher and higher.
Yeah,
it's literally
getting
to the point now where we really have to step in and do something about it.
We do.
You know, we really do. We owe it to our young men, to people in general.
We do. We owe it to ourselves because, you know, everybody has days where they don't feel great. We all have days where we don't want to come out of the house or get out of bed.
Of course.
And we do.
Yes.
And I do think that it's important for men and women alike to look after, as I call it, mind, body and soul, definitely.
Exactly that.
So not just your physical health, your mental health, and also your well-being. Make sure you're taking them 10 minutes out to have a bath. Make sure you're putting a candle on when you want to put a candle on.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, making sure that if you've got a dog, you're going out walking your dog so that you can have a little think.
Have a little break from social media.
Definitely.
Social
put the phone
media.
Down.
Yeah,
turn
definitely.
It off.
You know,
don't go on there and listen to what other people say, because you do find that with a lot of young men and women, that they will look at social media and they will get, like, I wouldn't say picked on, but they will get comments that can be really nasty.
It can chip at your self-esteem, can't it?
Yes.
It gives you low self-esteem.
It can. Yeah. Anyway, tell me a bit more about Ryan. What was he actually like? And please let people know the warning signs that to look out for, because you were saying a little bit earlier about how you noticed that he hadn't been sleeping well.
The best way I